Welcome to LYSN TV, in association with LYSN Media Group, Louisiana Youth Sports Network. We're proud to partner with Pelican Broadcasting. Our mission and our goal is to make sure that we give a positive outlook on our communities, a positive outlook on our student athletes, and a positive outlook on our volunteers. If your story is not being told, tell it yourself. If your story is being told with a negative narrative, create your narrative. If the lion never tells a story, the hunter will always be the hero. So guys, ladies, gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy our future.
And I'd like to welcome you all to the show. It's all about the youth sports talk show. And we're going to be talking about everything dealing with our youth today. Everybody who's involved with our youth, whether it's a coach, a parent, a teacher, a mentor, all of those people are very important and instrumental in developing our community, developing our youth on a day in and day out basis. I have a few esteemed guests who are here with me. We'll get into the show later on. I am your host, Coach Sutton, Aaron Sutton, whatever you want to call me. I look forward to talking with you later on. Stay tuned. And welcome back to It's All About the Youth, Youth Sports Talk Show. I am your host once again, Coach Sutton, and we will definitely get into it today, talking with the people who are behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, that are making it happen for our youth, dealing with Louisiana youth baseball. We have some great guys here. I'll let them introduce themselves. We'll start off to my left. If you want to give them your name.
My name is Coach Dwayne Monaghan.
I'm Coach Derek Murray.
Coach Robert Brown.
Okay, we got Coach. Three coaches here that have been around the league. How long have you guys been in the league?
Well, I've been in the league for 10 years.
I'm in 5 years.
10 years.
10 years, two 10-year guys and a 5-year guy. So you kind of like
I'm the rookie of the group.
The baby of the bunch. Well, guys, tell me something about your experience since you've been around Louisiana youth baseball. I know we've been around for 10 years, you know, the sport has been around for ages. It's the, you know, the grandfather sport of America, right? So tell me something about the overall culture of Louisiana youth baseball that you want people to know about the actual organization.
Well, what first drew me to Louisiana youth baseball, they have an all-star break,
mm-hmm.
where the kids demonstrate different talents
so,
or whatever.
So like Major League Baseball?
Like Major League Baseball.
The same
they,
way?
They image,
wow.
they mimic it.
So in addition to that, there's a partnership with Major League Baseball and Louisiana youth baseball, right?
Correct.
So that's phenomenal, man.
Yes.
That's big.
Yes.
So that's what drew you to being a
part it was the determining factor that this is the elite organization in Baton Rouge.
Right.
Yes.
Good deal, man. Good deal. How about you, Coach?
It's a great organization. They improved over the last directors. And
okay.
there's a lot of improvements went on with the league. All-star break, playoffs, championship. We also focus on Negro League teams as well.
Okay. So we got the Grays. We go back to the old
right.
school. And being, you know, what's my guy's name?
Buck O'Neill.
The pitcher. Give me a
Satchel
pitcher.
Page.
Satchel Paige. That's
Satch.
My man. Satch. The
That's
real
it.
Deal. So a lot of guys don't even know the history of where we've come from and how old these guys was. A lot of these guys were, you know, in their late 30s, early 40s, man, when they made it to actually be a professional players, right?
Right, right.
That's big. That's huge. So one thing I always like to focus on, man, when you are talking about an organization like you guys are showing a passion about, you know, 10 years, 5 years, it takes dedication. So when the kids that are involved in this organization, where do you get the kids from? Where do most of them come from, you think?
Well, we've been around for 13 years, so mm-hmm. We have a lot of siblings that mm-hmm. they played for us in the past, okay. and their brothers or other family members hear about us or either watch us play.
Okay.
Some are attracted just by the uniforms.
Okay. You know,
so just different things. We try to show off with the uniforms.
You like to get clean.
Oh, we get clean.
Oh, that's good, man. That's a part of it. So registration, which leads me into, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, how do you find your kids and registration. Tell me about registration. How does the process go?
We have a registration day, a fan day, sort of.
Fan day. Right. So tell me about fan day. I've heard a lot about this day where you know, I think a lot of, every team comes out to come together for that day?
Every team, every age group will come out. The parents come out. Some of the players, they get to see some of the other players on the other team that they might go to school with, okay. or used to go to school with. So they get to meet and, you know, shoot and talk and like, oh man, we play y'all this
right.
year and like that.
So you start the spirit of competitiveness, the camaraderie right. of unity, all of that comes together because everybody's in one location and
exactly.
you kind of just get, you know, get everything kind of going
exactly.
right there, right?
It's kind of like a meet and greet of the league. You know?
Right. So you guys have had that already or is it coming up?
Yeah, we had it already.
You had it already? So right. it was a good one this year, good turnout?
Good turnout.
Okay, good deal.
Trying to get back into it where we can get more kids to come out and further baseball. Man.
That's the key. I know we were talking off camera about, you know, we have a lot of superior athletes in Baton Rouge, the Baton Rouge EBR area. And just getting them to see that baseball may be an outlet, you know, and introducing the sport at a young age versus just playing football, basketball. We know that we sent some guys off to Division I schools and, you know, all around the country as elite football and basketball players. But, you know, looking forward to seeing that happen from the baseball side of it too. I know that we have some guys that are playing in college.
Yes.
But you know, looking forward to making that, you know, the customary tradition that every year we're sending a boatload of them off to play baseball.
That's right? Definitely the goal. Right. That's definitely the goal.
Coach, tell me something else about, you know, the program. Like, what if I on a typical Saturday, you guys, what days of the week you guys normally play?
We usually would play every day except Friday.
Every day
except
Friday.
This year we're doing Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday.
Right.
So you can catch a game Monday through Thursday at one of your local Breck affiliate parks.
Anna T. Jordan.
Anna T. Jordan.
6 o'clock.
Okay.
And a 7:30 game.
6 o'clock and a 7:30 game, mostly.
Right.
So tell me something about the age group. How old do you have to be to participate in Louisiana Youth Baseball?
Well, Louisiana Youth Baseball has a 10 and under mm-hmm. and a 12 and under this
okay.
year.
Okay, good deal. And I know we have something with where you guys bring in the older kids, the high school kids involved. Do they get involved in it too?
Yeah, usually we have a 15 and under team.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're going to do a Louisiana Lions. We're going to do a travel team.
We're okay.
going to put the kids together and we're going to travel to a couple
so
cities.
So that changes the dynamics. We're going to take it up a notch and we're going to create a travel team within in the league.
Exactly.
Right.
Speaking of that, Coach, I mean, we got some rich history up here, man. I know you're kind of being bashful about it, but you're not only a Louisiana youth baseball coach, but you're what?
A high school coach.
Okay. What school do you coach at?
I'm at The Southern Lab.
The University. Southern Lab? Okay, good. Good deal. Coach, and I know, Coach Rob, you've been a part of programs in the past. You've coached high school baseball
right.
at Scotlandville.
Yeah, I did 5 years at Scotlandville.
Okay, good deal. So the transitional part from coaching high school to youth, tell me about how does that feel?
Actually, you still have to have the same things pretty much, fundamentals, discipline, and mm-hmm. good work ethic
right.
on either age.
So it's easy to say the foundation doesn't change.
It doesn't
right.
change.
Right?
Right.
It doesn't change.
Okay. So what would you say would be your defining, distinctive difference in what you do with your youth players versus what you do with your high school players?
I think you don't know the background of all the kids you deal with in high school,
mm-hmm.
so you still have to start over from scratch.
Right.
So you have to bring it down to the fundamentals. Baseball is baseball,
right.
whatever age you're playing.
Right. Good deal, and that's important. fundamentals, you know, building a foundation and fundamentals. I know Louisiana Youth Baseball is established to build the fundamentals and create a foundation for kids to go on and excel in high school programs around the city. Also, you know, the academic side of it is very important. I know from experience of coaching, you know, with Louisiana Youth Football and high school football, the academic foundation that's been set is that you have to turn in your grades.
Right.
We have to know what your academic situation is, right? Right.
We still do that with our teams.
Right.
Too, you know.
So how much emphasis do you put on the academics versus the athletics?
Before we get out of my team, before, you know, their school let out, we make everybody bring their grades in. We want to see report cards. We want to see how well you're doing or how bad you're doing. We bring tutors in sometime. I had some teachers come in to help the kids. So it's just more than baseball. Right. It's about helping you in life.
That's big. That's big. And once again, Coach Derrick, you hit on something that's essential, another one of those carrots and nuggets that we focus on with Louisiana Youth Baseball. Right. It's about building character. It's about building a lifelong partnership.
Right.
And, you know, not just seeing them from team to team or from when they age out. This is a part of the fraternity or brotherhood that right. you're a part
forever.
Of for life, forever,
yep.
right? Right. So I thank you guys for giving me your honest opinions and views of where we are with Louisiana Youth Baseball. We, you know, congratulate you guys for your continued success in the league in 10 years, man, 5 years. Coach, you're going to be on that 10-year mark really soon.
I'm going to try to catch up with these older guys.
Hey, man, keep going. Keep going. I just want you guys to know, man, it's essential what you guys do for our league, for our kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the youth in our league, man, I tell you, they are definitely need that instruction and being a part of it, a part of it on a day in and day out basis. So one question I have for you guys, when we get back from break, I'll ask you. Stay tuned. And welcome back to It's All About the Youth Sports Talk Show. Once again, I have the esteemed, phenomenal three guys that are with me today. These are three Louisiana Youth Baseball coaches. In addition to being Louisiana Youth Baseball coaches, they are former high school coach, and we have a current high school coach on the panel. Coach Monaghan, can you please enlighten us with some things that you've had to do as far as when you're building that foundation of a team on the high school level? You know, I know it's a little bit different because you're, you know, I know practice time probably would be one of those things that you can actually highlight and say would be different. Can you give us some of those juggernauts that you have to balance?
Well, actually, with the youth sports and coaching at Southern Lab this year, mm-hmm. It pretty much stays the same. I mean, you have to do the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. You have to have discipline, good work ethic. Mm-hmm. All that's key in whatever age group you're playing in, whether it's high school or youth sports.
Okay. So, I mean, just going back to, you know, I always look at those trivial things. Coach, I don't have a ride. Are you still dealing with those things in high school?
That happens in high school as well.
Right.
Because we don't have a practice facility on campus.
Okay.
So we have to get, they have to get dropped off or whatever.
So you're still dealing with some of those same dynamics that you would be dealing with?
The same issues.
Okay. So one of the other questions, Coach.
Yes.
Coach, my mama said I got to get a haircut today. Do you deal with that?
It stays the same.
Hey. We do.
That's a good one.
It stays the same.
Hey, you got to be honest with yourself. You got a haircut appointment on Wednesday. Well, we got practice on Wednesday. You deal with it?
Yeah, you have to schedule your haircut appointments on a different day. I think they do it on purpose sometimes.
You get all kinds of stuff, excuses. It's like, Coach, my mom got to take my sister to practice. Right. So I can't make practice.
Well, why she won't drop you off first?
Right.
So you have to overcome objections. Coach, give me one that you overcome on a regular basis.
We deal with a lot of the same things. I got a doctor's appointment, and then you find out they just skipped practice.
Right.
What else? He said the haircut comes around the prom season with baseball season. So it's, I got to go find a tux. A lot of the same stuff.
Come on. Yeah. I'm on the homecoming court. We got to practice.
A lot of excuses.
Stuff like that?
A lot of excuses.
Okay. Yeah, one of the funniest things I think back I've heard, Coach, was hilarious. Oh, Coach, my mama said the air running out the tires of her car. She got to come pick me up. Wait a minute. She passed up
the gas station. She passed it up.
She got picked. Okay, son. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Yeah. It's too hot. Baseball's done. I mean, it's usually hot when you guys play.
Definitely.
So tell me some things that you guys have done in the past to, you know, work with your players with heat and hydration. I know Powerade is one of our key sponsors, man, that we partner with. What are some things that you guys, you know, preach to your kids with to deal with acclimatization and heat and hydration?
One thing is, if you're thirsty, it's too late already. Right. You have to hydrate before you get to practice.
That's big. That's true. Yep. What about you, Coach?
Trying to make them get hydrated at home. You know, mm-hmm. we're playing in the summer. A lot of kids out of school and they running around playing, especially with the younger group of right. kids. They playing outside and they don't feel like that. And we play later on in the evening. By that time, they, you know, they already gone. They got to drink something or something before that. So.
And these days, the kids don't drink out the hose pipe anymore. Right. So they don't have a bottle of water says, around.
Yeah. They have to have bottle water. They have to have bottle. Mom says it's too many minerals in there.
Right. Exactly.
Interesting point, Coach. Faucet water, as we call it, was good water.
That's right.
Hose pipe water.
That's right.
You know, Coach, tell me something about your experience as far as seeing your players transition when that light bulb turns on. You know, when a kid goes where he couldn't, you know, he was a decent shortstop, mm-hmm. but then he realized that, you know, if I listen to Coach and I get in front of the ball, you know, I trap the ball, I'm able to make that throw to first instead of throwing it over the first baseman's head. Tell me about some experiences you've had like that.
It's a beautiful thing. Early on, we have to do a lot of fussing. Get in front of the ball. I know it's coming hard. Stay in front of the ball. Kids get on to high school with us in 19th grade. Some of them stop being afraid of the ball. Now they just get out there and get their reps in. We don't have to push anymore. That's the part that makes the coaching easier.
Right.
When they'll get out there on their own and get their reps in.
Well, one of the things I love about baseball is the, you know, you said the fussing. Do you fuss with the umpires? Coach, I'm not gonna even let you answer that. You know why? Your head just went down. That let me know you're kicking dirt, man. But I really appreciate you guys for being here today with us. And thank you for all that you're doing for our youth. And stay tuned because we're gonna get you guys back on here. We're gonna let you elaborate a little bit more on that. We're live on Louisiana Youth. LYSN we're powered by, but we're talking about our youth, right?
That's right.
So it's all about the youth right here on LYSN. And welcome back to It's All About the U Sports Talk Show. We'd like to thank our baseball guys who were just here. Now we're going to transition into the fun part, the ladies. We're going to talk about the ladies. Our volleyball program, Louisiana U Volleyball, is in full effect. That's right. It started, right, ladies?
Started.
It has started. And I just want to commend you all for what you're doing. It's phenomenal. We have a lot of young ladies that are excited about playing volleyball. We have some alumni here. We have a lot of great things, and we're going to go into it. We're just going to dig into it. Can you please tell us who you are?
So my name is Michelle Diggs.
So we got Coach Diggs, right?
Coach Michelle.
And Coach Michelle. We're going to go by Coach Michelle.
Coach Michelle.
And who else do we have here?
I'm Ryan.
And Ryan. Ryan, were you the one that spiked the ball when I came to the gym and hit me with the ball?
Maybe not.
I think you did it. I think you did. They set you up and you just, oh. Do you make the ball get flat? Can you hit me?
I sure can.
Oh my God, that is awesome, man. You know, I'm scared of the volleyball when that happens. Mm-hmm. I was looking at some young ladies play volleyball, and the young lady ran from the out of bounds line, mm-hmm. and she jumped up and she hit the ball. I was like, oh my God, and it got flat.
Absolutely.
It literally got flat. I was like, wow. So tell me about the program. How long has the program been in existence?
So we actually started the program in November 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been in existence about 7.5 years.
Okay.
We usually do the program, we started in the fall session or the winter session.
Right.
So we do a winter session, a spring session, and then we do a summer session. We normally don't do fall
mm-hmm.
because that's when the young ladies would actually be playing volleyball
right.
During that season, that summer
right.
season.
So I know you have the club ball, you have all of these opportunities that are out here. What makes Louisiana Youth Volleyball so much, I guess, what makes it so different in a sense? To why would you want your young lady who's just getting introduced to the sport maybe to come out and participate in it?
So we have young ladies that are ladies who have never even seen a volleyball before.
Right.
We're starting at third grade.
Okay.
And we go up to, we typically go up to eighth grade, but we actually have, you know, some young ladies who actually want to come back as, you know, if they're in the ninth grade, they want to sharpen their skills. One thing that makes Louisiana Youth Volleyball unique, it's free. Just show up.
The word free usually motivates most people to come out and participate.
It's free. We're teaching them the fundamentals of mm-hmm. volleyball. Again, like I said, some of them have never even, don't even know what the sport is.
Mm-hmm.
The sport, you know, going through the sport, I have a good friend who, she actually was able to go to college free.
Coach Michelle just said the key word, free college. Man, now we're talking
Absolutely.
About some things.
Absolutely.
So getting your children involved in playing sports also opens opportunities when you mix sound academics and sports together, like volleyball.
Yes.
You're able to probably obtain an opportunity to go to school for free.
Yes.
I know somebody's looking forward to that day soon, right? That's what I'm talking about. So one of the things I've heard about the program is that, like you said, you have young ladies from third grade to even ninth grade,
mm-hmm.
up to ninth grade that are participating in the program. I've heard that you guys have had some phenomenal sessions going on throughout the week. So what days do you guys actually meet up?
So we just started our summer session mm-hmm. on Monday.
Okay.
And we practice on Mondays from 6:30 to 7:30 at Mondays and Thursdays at Kernan Gym, which is 333 Kernan Avenue.
Okay.
And it's, I'll just, you know, a marker is, it's behind the Chicken Shack on Acadian.
Right. That's the easy way.
That's
to put,
the easy way.
If you know what a Chicken Shack is on Acadian, baby, you know what
it's
we.
It's a gym.
We bumping that bike. We get our bump on. Okay. Good deal.
Absolutely. And you know, we just, our goal is to, you know, educate these young ladies in the sport and the skill, but it's also to mentor them.
Right.
You know, mentor them through, you know, some of them, some of these young ladies, this is their outlet. Right?
Definitely.
So we're trying to give them something positive to do.
Character development is the key, Coach. I like that, you know.
Absolutely.
The mentoring part, you use volleyball as the carrot, mm-hmm. that draws them in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're able to help them in other aspects of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be the only example that they have
Absolutely.
In a lot of areas. So I commend you and I applaud you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Now let's talk to our superstar over here. How are you today?
I'm good.
So tell us about your illustrious career. Where are you playing at currently?
I'm currently a student at Lehigh. This
okay.
will be my third year playing volleyball. I've actually just gotten my varsity letterman award
okay.
a couple weeks ago, and I play club. I play for Cobra Volleyball Club, and I'm actually going to nationals this summer.
Congratulations.
Thank
Phenomenal.
You.
So I'm sure you had to work really hard to get those esteemed honors, right? So tell me about your transition. How old were you when you started playing?
Just like any other girl that just walked into that gym, just a girl who's just willing to put in that work and, you know, try this amazing sport. Just
like 9 years old?
9 years old.
Nine.
So fourth grade, and I'm okay. now going to the 11th grade.
That's good. That's phenomenal. I wish my daughter would. She plays, but she's like, Dad, I'll do it a little bit. But she'll be a little higher next year, so maybe you can motivate her. She'll be a freshman, all right? So tell me about your experience with Louisiana Youth Baseball. I mean, I'm talking about my baseball team. I meant to say volleyball.
It's a great experience. It's a way to, you know, start the basics because, you know, you always have to start with those basics. There's passing, there's setting, there's serving. And you need to bring those into whether you want to continue on when you go to middle school, like for most cases, for most girls, or, you know, just get those.
Just working on fine-tuning those things. I always look at the beginning phases. Now, you see young ladies, they start off with the underhand serve. Then you see them transition to the overhand serve. Are you one of those that when you throw it up really high and you come down and you hit it and everybody's like this on the other side? That's pretty much how it goes?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I can add a tidbit, when I first met Ryan was almost, I don't want to hit the ball, I don't want to play, I don't want to do any of this. And over the years, we've seen her transition into, she's a powerhouse.
Oh my God. So that part of it is in itself makes it, I guess, worthwhile, right? I mean, you are a true testament of our program with Louisiana Youth Volleyball that, hey, I may have came in the beginning as a little caterpillar, but now I'm a beautiful butterfly, and I'm ready to go out and spread my wings and do my best. And I hope to see you continue to prosper in the sport and do phenomenal things. But stay a part about Louisiana Youth Volleyball and coming back and teaching these other young ladies so they'll know, hey, I was where you were at one time. Now look at me. And you can continue to play this all the way through college and then professionally, right? They've actually made this sport an Olympic sport, right? So you can make it get a gold medal out of this thing. Wouldn't that be phenomenal, huh? We better hang that on the wall for Louisiana Youth Volleyball, huh? Hey, we have a gold medalist in the house.
Absolutely.
How about that, huh? So what are some other things that you would want young ladies to know about the program, like, or even parents, if they want to come out and participate?
So, you know, one thing is, because it's, you know, we're starting them young. Mm-hmm. So we're actually getting, you know, by the time they get to a middle school, so you can look at third, fourth, and fifth grade, your child can actually be developing a skill by the time they get to middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they're playing, I don't want to say like a, you know, like a professional, but they're playing from a professional level. They, you know, and that's not expected when you get to middle school. I mean, right. When I went to, you know, middle school, it's like, okay, I'm an athlete, but right. You know, but some of these kids, I mean, they are actually, it's in them. You just have to, you know, teach them, work with them, and we do it. We take, you know, we may have a session, we may have beginners, intermediate. We actually may have some who've already played. Mm-hmm. What we do is we have about four coaches, coach volunteers, mm-hmm. and we break them up and we work with them on the skill level that they are on, and then as they, you know, as they progress, we move them. You know,
that's
we move them up, and then so, when they come back, mm-hmm. then they make, you know, they graduate to the next level.
Right. So as far as equipment wise, is there anything that's required when they show up?
All they need to show up with is just some comfortable clothing on. We provide the volleyballs, we set up the net, we have knee pads, they just need to come.
So my parents, you hear it, you're hearing it from Coach Michelle. She said, you show up with comfortable clothes on and we'll do the rest.
Absolutely.
Right? That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
And here's a living proof right here, huh? The superstar, the legend to be. All right? Good deal. Well, once again, I just like to reiterate that it's the days of practice are on
Mondays and Thursdays. And we're actually going, we start in June, we're going to end at the end, the last week in July.
Okay, so we started this Monday, and we're going all the way to the end of July.
End of July.
No practice during the 4th of July weekend, right?
Well, no, not the weekend, but we're going to practice that Tuesday.
That Tuesday? Okay. We're
going to have practice that Thursday.
I'm coming to see, you know. I'm coming to check it
okay.
out. Do not hit me with the ball, please. Because I want you to serve, and I want to see if I can return it. Just one time. Can we do that? Can the old coach come out and see if we can return it? I mean, if I can return it, that means I'm, you know, I still have a little something in
the tank. A little something.
Coach, can you return it?
I can.
You can?
I can.
Coach, you hit the ball and make it get flat.
So let me tell you, when we get to the end of the sessions,
okay.
we actually start, we kind of break them up in teams. And if we don't have enough, we have to play.
Oh, wow.
So it pulls some of that, do I still have it?
Are you that competitive still, Coach?
I am still that competitive.
Oh, my God. I can only imagine, huh? Y'all, so, Coach, can she do it? Look, she's like, she has a look, the coach is being modest. Yeah, I'm a little competitive. You probably be getting digs and everything. Like, let me, you know, you get into it.
A little bit.
Well, I've truly enjoyed watching a lot of our young ladies in the community get involved in this. And once again, here, I keep going back and saying, here's a proven product that a young lady who started out shy and timid, and now she's a what, Coach?
Powerhouse.
A powerhouse. So, you know, boys, you like to say, he's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
She's a powerhouse. That's the difference. We got to add that one in.
Yeah.
A powerhouse. We may need to make Powerade sponsor that. Powerade powerhouse. How's this sound?
Sounds great.
But I once again want to go back and say that you've done a phenomenal job with, you know, developing this program over the last 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. And I hope to see it continue to grow and become the standard for all of the city. And especially because it's free, and we have a good attendance going so far, but we need other children to come participate. You definitely want one more bodies, right?
I do.
So it's open to the public, and we're inviting more people to come out. Only thing you have to do, parents, is show up. Show up with your children.
Show up.
Don't leave them. Show
Don't
up.
Leave them. Show up.
And you're there for 1 hour, 2 days a week.
An hour and a half.
2 days a week.
2 days a week.
Okay. Good deal. Well, thank you. We're going to go to a short commercial break, and I got some other questions I want to ask you guys when we come back. And welcome back to It's All About the U Sports Talk Show. And we've been on with our esteemed coach, Coach Michelle. She was talking about Louisiana U volleyball, and we have the legend.
Ryan
is in the building, the future legend. She's here. I have one question, Coach. So do we ever take this show on the road?
So, yes, actually, what we do is we actually take girls, we do a field trip, and we actually take them to volleyball games at like LSU or Southern University, and let them actually get to see a real game in play. And meet some of the players and talk to them about their positions on the court and how they actually transition into, you know, going to college. What made them want to go to college to actually play volleyball?
Right. So
look forward to doing that.
I know the young ladies, they're super excited when they get a chance to attend those games. So how often does this happen?
So we usually do it in the winter session.
Okay.
So around the December time frame, November, December time frame.
Good deal. And also, we should tell the college coaches and the high school coaches, if you are looking to volunteer and come out and see some of the potential prospects, that you should come out on
Mondays and Thursdays, 6 to 7:30,
and you might see Ryan there spiking the ball. Once again, we just like to thank you, and Ryan, I look forward to seeing your upcoming season. We're getting close. You should be in training right now, right?
Yeah.
You're doing travel?
Travel ball.
You're doing travel ball right now. So
she
good deal.
With us?
And she still volunteers. You need to get more of your friends to volunteer too, huh? Good deal. So I really appreciate you guys being here with us. And we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back on the U Sports Talk. And welcome back to It's All About the U Sports Talk Show. We've had a phenomenal show today, man. It's been awesome, man.
It's been great, man. It's the first show. It's our premiere show. I want y'all to tune in because this is our premiere show, and it's just letting you know what we bring into the city.
Right.
The things that we can do with the city. A lot of times, they think we're just great automatically.
Right.
No, it took us a long time to become overnight success.
It's a true build-up. It's like that caterpillar to the butterfly.
Exactly. With baseball, this is our 10th year.
Right.
I mean, we always talk about it. Man, we're the best-kept secret in the city. Oh, nobody knows. Oh, y'all doing this? Yeah, that's us doing it.
Oh, by the way, did you?
Yeah,
that we had volleyball and boxing, and stay tuned. It's so many more pieces of this puzzle that are coming to golf. We do it all.
We're making it a hot summer.
Yes.
So every day of the week, we have something going on in the city.
Right.
So if you're riding around the city, I promise you, if you're riding around the city, you see some kid doing something positive.
Positive.
That's our kids.
The kids.
If they're doing something negative, they should be with us. They should be with us. If you see them doing something negative, send them to us.
Grab them and say, you need to be Louisiana U.
Yep. LouisianaUSportsNetwork.com. You can find any program that we're doing.
That's definitely right.
But it's really great to kick off the summer. This is our, as I mentioned, this is our premier show. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the premier show is that we wanted to start doing this. You and I have been doing a show like this. We did a live stream of a show, The Coach's Hot Seat, which will be coming back, a feature here. Yeah, because it was a hot thing. The Coach's Hot Seat was something that we did. We live streamed. We played around with it because we wanted to give that positive image to our volunteers.
Right.
You know it because you're a volunteer.
Yeah.
We're standing on the stage now, and neither one of us is getting paid for it. So we're a 100% volunteer program.
Right.
We're funded through just different grants that we work through. We're funded through a partnership. As a matter of fact, our nice polos today are courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Thank you, Academy.
So the partnerships that we built in the community is to build our kids up.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get our kids involved in things that are positive, if they see a positive role model on a regular basis, it changed the way they think about things. It changed the way they see how they're supposed to act. Because a lot of times, you go to that home environment, they see a certain thing, but then they come to practice and see Coach Aaron. that military attitude. Oh, I'm glad I've never played for you. You're not going to about to up down me to death, Coach Rob. I'm not doing
parents,
jump squat.
Parents, time out, parents. I am not Mr. Up Down. I'm not going to military you guys. I'm not going to lie on camera. Don't tell people my business, man.
Why
would you get on camera and just 50, say I'm Mr. Up Down?
You have 50 kids. You got 50 kids going to Alabama camp with you this coming weekend.
Yes.
So somebody bought into that.
But it's the process.
It's the process.
You go see the process and learn it. Learn the process, you implement the process.
And Coach, y'all saw Coach Rob over here earlier. Coach Rob is the king of up down.
Oh, Mr. Up Down himself.
He will make a do jump squats. He gonna make a track quit.
In your new white uniforms. I've heard about Rob. Man.
But they bring on some fancy uniforms. That's they like about it. Yeah, look, they got some good uniforms.
Coach Monaghan was like, yeah, we got them uniforms though. I just want to let you know we got them.
As we talk about the Bengals, man, I do want to give a shout out to Coach Collis. Mm-hmm. Coach Collis, you're in our prayers. You're here with us.
Definitely.
The season started with you on our mind. The season's going to end with you on our mind. Football is going to start with you on our mind. As soon as you come back, you're going to be back in the swing of it. You here for us. But I did want to let Coach Collis do it because he's a great guy. He's been with the program since we started the program. He's a dedicated volunteer. That's the key thing about it is when you see those guys, parents, when you yelling at those guys across the fence and on the field, those guys.
Don't let the cat out the bag. If you tune in soon, we're going to address that too. Because it's got some legislation that's out here that's trying to pass.
Yeah.
That's dealing with.
Well, that's our next show.
Yeah, I was about to say it, but anyway, I'm looking forward to that show because I really want to talk about some things. I got some stuff on my chest. You know, I heard last season, don't lose a game. Don't lose a game. I have a bad play because the armchair coach, quarterback coach.
Wait, they already fired you in the stands.
Yeah, you've been fired for free.
How you fired and you volunteered?
I work for free. Smoking.
But you got fired.
Yeah, on your day off, Fred.
What you stealing boxes?
Yeah, what you stealing? How could I steal time? But it's just one of those things, man. I always look back at what's been built over the years, man, and you watch the progressively get better.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing I always say, and what keeps us both in the saddle. You know, the challenges may come,
and
career opportunities come, and you always look at, well, how can we make it better? We started out doing, it was two men in the camera, basically. Hey, you get on the camera, I'm gonna hold it. Yeah. We got a dry erase board.
Cueing everything, yeah. No, we did a whole production with LYSN TV out of our office over on Choctaw.
Right.
And it was just you and I with a basic digital camera, and like you say, with a chalkboard, and I'm putting my hands up there like we got the signals bad today.
Right.
This means three, you got three.
I got it now.
So you need to cut with it. But the show is really to spotlight what we're doing here in Baton Rouge and not really what we're doing. I can't say this enough. The volunteers that we had on stage today, the volunteers that we're going to have coming on throughout the season and in the different shows, is going to be stuff that we need to make that positive connection to what we're doing in the community.
And it needs to be highlighted, man. Yeah, we have to talk about it. In order to make things, make people aware, and where people may seem to think that it's so bad, uh-huh, and things are not good, and you don't have an outlet that's in place already, we actually want to show you we have an outlet.
Yeah.
We have things in place already. Won't you just come be a part of what we're doing?
Prime example, dreads.
Yeah.
You know, let's break those stereotypes that when they see us,
we already talked about the show that's on Netflix.
We're not going to promote anybody else's show.
Right. But anyway, but that one's good.
But that's
they
good
need to watch that.
To see, to open your eyes and stuff. But we have a lot of other great features that's going to be on the show. We have in the news that we're talking
that's
about.
That's my baby.
That's my baby.
All you parents is in love with. That's my baby. My favorite. What's your why? Why do you wake up every day? Why are you doing all this training? Why do you want to go to camp? Why do you want to be a part of the football team? Why don't you have good grades?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And then for all those coaches, umpires, referees, officials that's really a fan, we're going to be talking about that. But our topic that we have for next week's show is going to be great. It's this legislation. That's why I was leading into it. For those parents that's in the stand yelling at the referee, saying that they cheating their baby, and that their babies, the referee's against them, and they don't
the
like
the harassment them. Bill the is what they labeled it as the harassment bill.
Yeah, and so, Louisiana is one of the first that's coming in, so that's going to be our topic for the topic actually, because we name all the episodes.
Right.
Why are you yelling?
Why are you yelling?
So one of the things
and just not giving away the next week's show is interesting, because if you look at it, I looked at some posts on social media under that. And you know, one of the biggest things the parents are like, well, I'm going to get my bail money together. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to stop yelling.
Exactly.
It's a part of the game.
No,
do you think it's a part of the game? Next week, I want to hear from our
fans. It's funny you said that. I'm glad, because I really want to bring this guy on, because I talked to a fan during 7-on-7 this year. And the guy told me that was part of the game for him to yell at the referee.
Why?
Sad thing about it was, he was thrown out our championship game for that same reason, and he still didn't get the lesson. But that's what our next week's topic is going to be really about, is talking about that.
Yeah.
But we have some other stuff that's coming in. That I'm telling you, for those people who say they know the rules, because I got a couple of them baseball coaches who know the rules, we're going to have In Between the Lines.
In Between the Lines is going to
be good. So we have an official that's going to come on and talk about different plays. They're going to bring graphics on different plays. If you said that this is the way the play was supposed to go and you thought it was that.
Ooh, he hit him hard. That's been omitted from football. You cannot crack back anymore.
Yeah.
You cannot do this. So you have to know what the modern day rules are for the game.
Yep.
When I grew up playing, we could do this, and I gave the forearms look. I had the flippers.
Or in baseball, that notorious pickoff move that everybody, oh man, I can do that. I can fake here and go there with.
You're balking, son.
Yeah,
you cannot do that.
You can't do that.
So you see a lot of great, even in volleyball too. You know, a lot of people don't understand the process of serving. You know.
Yeah.
And returns. You hit the net. It's called net for a reason.
And I really want y'all to stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why is, because that big monster comes back in the fall.
The coach's hot seat. He sets me up. Let me tell you.
The big monster comes back.
He set me up with these coaches. He bring in these football coaches, right? And I get to ask the tough questions, whether it's directed at that coach. Why do you act like that on a weekly basis?
Why you act ignorant?
Why you acting like that? See, I'm acting ignorant.
That's why I'm not on camera as much. That's why he's the one on camera.
Because
I'm a coach. Right?
So anyway. Why are you acting like that? Or better yet, why don't you like this coach?
Exactly.
Why? How are we teaching our kids to get along and y'all two don't get along? Y'all walk right past each other. Or why are you so messy?
So if y'all want to see a preview of what we do with that coach's hot seat, go back to lysntv.com. That's lysntv.com. We have all the old episodes.
Or you can YouTube it, LYSN TV.
Yep.
Coach's hot seat, all of that's on there.
Yep, squat down off, man. So I can't wait till that the king of sports come back into play with football, and we get into the football segment of it as well. But we have some treats for you really throughout our session.
Yep.
Because not only are we doing this show, we're going to have some live broadcast
of
games.
Live broadcast of games. So
really, you're going to be able to see your baby. Oh, yep. Mama, we on TV.
Us made it.
So you're going to get to see us on TV as far as the sports. You'll see our athletes, not only our volunteers when they come on the talk show, but you'll be able to see our athletes live in action and see our coaches that are developing.
Post-game interviews, hilarious. Get ready, because you're going to get to see the true emotions of coaches that think they won a national championship. They're going to put their rings on. We won. Us did it.
Coach, you ain't snapped one dime.
Nope.
He did nothing.
And swabbing down.
Yeah. Us did it.
And half of them the most unathletic.
Yes. Which we find out when we do our master trainer courses and we do, hey, coach, let me see you give instruction on how to properly tackle, which a lot of our coaches look like,
I don't know what I'm doing.
They can tell you.
Oh, yeah.
But they can't demonstrate it, which we working on those things, man. It's all about fundamentals.
That's what the training is for.
About fundamentals.
That's why we implemented a certification process in baseball. We have certification in football. So parents, you know, we do background checks. Let me brag about this. In our programs, we did background checks before Sandusky.
Period.
So before this, we were the first.
Before the Sandusky rule came, we were already on that.
We were the first volunteer program in the state of Louisiana to do volunteer, do background
checks. 100% background checks.
Not paid people, but actually volunteers getting background checks.
Right.
So that's the great thing about what we're doing is that we're changing the game.
Yeah. You, man.
Yeah,
all of that's important.
Yeah, we are changing the game. We're on the cutting edge of everything we do. I mean, and you heard our baseball coaches talk about registration. I mean, we're the only program in the United States that do fingerprint scans.
Right.
Technology. Well, you know that that technology.
He's a tech head.
So we're gonna throw that in.
I'm just the average Joe guy. I show up, I get it done.
But see, my tech, you come to work with Sean Stone.
I got my tech. Shorts and sneakers, man. Let's get it. Yep. We can play a game today.
I'm sitting in the cold office, man, with the air conditioner going. He out there in the heat and stuff.
Then he calls you all times of night. Hey, man, I got an idea. I was just working on something.
And the birth of this.
Yeah.
This is something that we're gonna, again, to spotlight our communities, spotlight our student athletes, spotlight our volunteers. Just really spotlight the positive things that's going on in our community.
Because there are a lot of great stories that are not being told.
Not being told.
And we want to tell our story, your story, and we want to tell it from different points of view, whether it's the player telling it, whether it's the parent telling it, whether it's the coach telling it,
or the official,
the bus driver, or the official.
Whoever may be telling.
You have an opportunity to be a part of this. Let's not forget that we need other partners to
community partners.
If you would like to be a sponsor of our show.
Yeah, you can reach us at LouisianaYouthSportsNetwork.com. I mean, our email address is there, our telephone number. Again, I can give you our email address, but it's kind of long, but I'm going to give you the website. It's LouisianaYouthSportsNetwork.com. So it'd be great for us to be able to have you to come in and be a volunteer. If you want to be a volunteer coach, I mean, we have our program is LouisianaYouthCoaches.com. You can come actually see LouisianaYouthCoaches.com and you'll see all the steps it takes if you want to create a team. They got a lot of people who want to start teams.
If you want to be a part of it, that's big. Like right now, it's open season for you to get an opportunity to come join in the fun.
Yeah.
So what the first step is going to LouisianaYouthSportsNetwork.com getting your information together. It's easy click through. Everything is labeled for you. It's positioned for you. I promise you, he's took the time to make it as simple as a six-year-old can do it.
You know, the average reading, I always say this, the average reading level is on the sixth grade reading level. So, of course, everything on the site is based on the sixth grade reading level. LouisianaYouthCoaches.com, for any volunteers that's looking to be out there, LouisianaYouthCoaches.com is three easy steps. It's three easy steps to become a volunteer coach of a program. But you will have to go through our registration process, our background checks, and our certification. You would not touch the field, court, anything that involves our kids to be a part of that without going through that process.
I did it last year, doesn't work. We do it every year.
Yep, you're gonna have to do it every year. That's part of the process. But again, some more of our features, it's not just that, we're gonna have Our Lady of the Lake Hospital, Children's Hospital come on with one of our features with healthy habits to come in. So our shows are gonna be building up to help you be a better parent, better coach, better student athlete, better official. We're gonna have all that's involved into it. So we're looking good as far as what we're doing in the communities. We want you to see how good we're looking in the community.
And once again, if you would like to be an official sponsor or a partner, please feel free to reach out to us. Don't wait.
Well, I like that.
Don't wait. Don't wait.
I'm using the one knocking on the door. Look, I'm like, he's the pastor, he's the preacher, and I'm the deacon. Look, pastor. We ain't get enough money this service.
I do the
collection.
All right, stand up again.
We gotta go around again because we ain't reached the quarter for this Sunday.
All right.
But yeah, no, to be a part of our program, not just as a volunteer, but if for those of you that don't have time to come out and just want to be able to support and help the kids in the community, there's no donation that's too small, there's no donation that's too large. We've taken donations as small as $5. We've actually had a kid give me 23 pennies and a dime and said, Coach, this is my registration fee, and we took it and the kid played.
That's right.
There's no donation that's too small, and there's no donation too large. We actually had an NFL grant that came in that was really large.
That's right.
We can deal with it. We manage money. Believe me, I know where every penny went. I can tell you from 2005 to now where every dime has went.
Don't get him talking about logistics, but we want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I just want to leave you with one thought. Be the change. Don't talk about the change. Be the change in the community. You need to be a part of it today. And you can start right here on this show, being a part of LYSN, the movement.
Because what I want to tell you is hard work will put you in a place where good luck will find you.
That's right.
Hard work will put you in a place where good luck will find you.
So it's all about the youth, baby.
It's all about the youth.
Sports talk show. Thank you.
Make our youth a priority again.
It's only entertainment.
Not entertained. Are you not?